But first, the lengths we travel to lose weight. From dubious diets to miracle pills to extreme exercise, the desperation to lose weight can make for desperate measures. Ernest Gagnon, a morbidly obese man from Billerica, Massachusetts, had tried many before deciding to jump headlong into cyclocross. It's a slightly oddball sport that involves racing road bikes on obstacle courses. As part of our ongoing series, Shifting the Balance, NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown caught up with Gagnon and the community of racers who have helped him hit the road and lose the pounds.
So imagine it's late at night. You're on Facebook and you get a message from someone you've never met asking if you want to go for a bike ride. That's what happened to Cosmo Catalano, a cyclist from Hartford, Connecticut.
And there's no information about him on his profile. It was just a picture of a bike. He's like, oh yeah, by the way, I ride kind of slow. I'm like, yeah, no big deal. Oh, by the way, I'm 500 whatever pounds. I'm okay, I can deal with that.
This is how hundreds of New England cyclocross racers met Ernest Gagnon. 2 years ago, Gagnon tipped the scales at 570 pounds. He was depressed and embarrassed to leave the house.
Being as big as I was, I really felt like I didn't belong anywhere. I was stuck in my house for almost 10 years, just going to work and back.
Back then, Gagnon's diabetes was getting more serious. He was losing the circulation to his legs, and his doctors were talking about gastric bypass surgery. Then, some sort of a switch flipped in his head, and Gagnon decided he was going to race bikes, something he'd wanted to do since he was a kid. Now, 2 years after making that decision, he meets up with his bike racer buddies in Lancaster, Massachusetts, to do his very first race, called the Midnight Ride of Cyclocross. Today, at age 33, he's 240 pounds slimmer. Still very big by any standard, but a lot less so. Seeing him surrounded by svelte, lycra-clad athletes squeezed into some spandex of his own is a little bit jarring at first. But as you watch him, you start to get used to the big guy in bike shorts, especially when you realize that Gagnon himself is way past being self-conscious.
I'm riding in spandex with Boston with these guys. Never thought I could do that. It's liberating in a way. But it really makes you, force you to be honest with yourself to accept who you are. Because if you can't accept who you are, you can't do anything.
Before the race, Gagnon goes for a spin around the course with his lieutenant, Cosmo Catalano, giving him tips about how to ride it.
And these barriers, just like the ones we did at the cross clinic earlier this year.
Gagnon rides along on a custom-built titanium bike, reinforced to hold his weight. After checking out the course, he lines up at the start in a crowd of 60 other racers. And after a few nervous final moments, the race is off.
There you go. Good luck, buddy. Come on, Ernest. Strong start.
The racers hurtle along dirt paths and through soccer fields on bikes designed for racing on pavement. There are obstacles in the course, like barriers they have to jump over, and steep hills they run up with the bikes on their shoulders.
Sick, Chris. Yeah, Eli.
The slender, speed suit types are panting and working hard. But for Ernest Gagnon, it's actually physically dangerous. He has angina, and his doctors told him not to let his heart rate get too high during the race, or he could end up in the hospital, which has happened before. Everybody here knows about Gagnon, and throughout the race, the announcer gives little updates on his progress. After 40 minutes, Gagnon finishes, dead last. Quickly, Catalano and friend Steve LaChance join him near the finish line.
I told you you could do it. I told you you could do it.
He feels good because he feels miserable, right?
Yeah. So do you still want to race bikes?
It hurts.
A steady stream of folks Gagnon barely knows, some of the 5,500 Facebook friends who have sought him out after hearing about his story, come by to congratulate him.
So how'd it go, Ernest?
Good.
Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
First race. Good to see you out there.
Gagnon says there isn't a weight goal he's aiming for. He just wants to be healthy. And he's already eyeing a couple more cyclocross races to do this year. For word of mouth, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.
And we're happy to have Sam Evans-Brown here with us in the studio to talk more about Ernest Gagnon and his steady diet of cyclocross. Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, Virginia.
Well, this has been a tremendously popular story. It aired on National Public Radio last night. How many people have listened to it now?
We're up to, I'm not sure how many have listened, but I know that it's been shared over 12,000 times on Facebook. It's been a tremendous response on Facebook, which is really appropriate considering that's where it started. I mean, he reached out to hundreds of people there, including me. That's how I heard about him, is he friended me on Facebook. So That's where it all started.
You were one of those people who he said, let's go for a ride, and thought, huh?
Yeah, it was very confusing at first. I was like, who is this guy? And then Googled him and found out.
It really is an amazing feat, first of all, for him to reach out like that. And I think, you know, be so vulnerable and hang himself out there in a way. But a village kind of grew around him, I guess I would say. What are some of the other ways that people supported him on his quest?
Well, ways that he was supported, for instance, his bike is built by Seven Bicycles, which is a hand fabricating outfit down there in Massachusetts. And at one point, he actually snapped it because, as he will say, people don't build bikes for big guys. So he snapped the frame. They took it in and reinforced it, rewelded it back together, and had it back in his hands in about a week. So there's that. But also, it's been really interesting because Ernest really targeted the cyclocross community. He was interested in cycling in general, but he aimed for that crowd because he had just heard that they're sort of friendly, more welcoming. Cyclists in general are sort of known to be a little frosty. That's the stereotype anyway. And so he chose the village that brought him up. It was interesting in that way too.
But why cyclocross? I mean, why did that work for him when others didn't?
Well, it's interesting you say that when others didn't, because he had been through a couple of traditional weight loss programs in the Mass General Hospital system, and they just hadn't worked for him. Whatever it was, he just couldn't get motivated. But all through his youth, he had been interested in cycling for whatever reason. Sort of an interesting thing to have chosen as this is my sport that I'm going to be passionate about. But his parents had sort of steered him away from it. They guided him towards more traditional sports like football or baseball for Americans. But he just liked it. So he picked that sport and he went with it.
He refound his sport and, I guess, is refining himself.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks so much, Sam. Terrific story.
Thanks much.
Sam Evans-Brown, NHPR's environmental reporter and occasional contributor to our Shifting the Balance series. Those are stories of how environmental and policy changes can positively impact the fight against obesity. You can hear more from this series, and you can see some pictures of Gagnon and his cyclocross buddies at wordofmouthradio.org.